A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Gimel. Baba Metzia 3a. Pagination is 5. The Mishnah with which the Masechta began told us a case of Shnayim Ochazim Betalis. Two people are holding equally in a garment. Each one is claiming that it's theirs. So we had an oath that was administered, in which they each said that they don't get less than half. In other words, the part that's under contention, which is in this case the entire garment, because they're each claiming the whole thing, we divide, and they make an oath accordingly that the amount that they're getting is an amount that they are entitled to. The Mishnah continues on Beis Amar Aleph, Ze'omar Kula Shali V'Ze'omar Chetzia Shali. Let's say the case would be that one claims the entire and one claims half of the garment. Again, we would approach it by dividing the part in which they have their contention and leaving the other parts stable, whatever they are. So that in this case, for example, when one claims 100%, one claims 50%. Ha'omer kula shali, the one who says it's entirely his, should make an oath that he doesn't have less than 3 portions. And the one who says half should make an oath that he doesn't get less than a quarter. And he'll take 3/4, and he'll take 1/4. In other words, they're both agreeing that half belongs to the one who's claiming the whole. So he gets that half without contention. The remaining half is under discussion. One claims half, and one claims that half is also his. So in that half, we divide 1/4, 1/4. So one gets half from initial plus the quarter, and the other gets the quarter of the half that he's claiming. What we see in our Mishnah is a pattern that the part that's being discussed gets divided. Our Gemara, Gimel Amad Aleph, poses a question from a case on Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph 37a, which seems to contradict this approach. Instead of saying that we will divide and look to distribute all the money, however we end up distributing it, instead there's a concept of leaving some of the money in escrow, held indefinitely. And we would like to know what the difference is between these two Mishnayos. On Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, about 1/4 of the way down at the end of a line, Shnayim shehefkidu etzel echad zemelna v'zamasayim. Two people entrusted a person. Each one entrusted an amount of money. One was 100, one was 200. Zel mashalim asayim v'zel mashalim asayim. Each one then claims that he was the one who entrusted 200. Nosin lazemana v'lazemana. The Tanakama, the first opinion, says, give each of them 100, because that you know for sure. V'ashar yeimunachat sheyavu el yahu, and the remaining amount should be put in escrow indefinitely until Eliyahu comes. At that time, we'll clarify what to do with the money, but there's no settlement at this time, the way our Mishnah had a settlement right away of division. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, in kein ma'ifsed aramai, what did the liar lose? We're going to use leverage here. And if a person starts claiming stuff that's not his, we're going to actually put everything in escrow so that he'll lose something. And like this, he will admit in order to at least get the 100 that he's entitled to. What you see from both the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi is the money that's under discussion is being held. It's being put away. It's not being divided the way our Mishnah rules. Let's see the Gemara, Gimel Amad Aleph, Lema Masnisin Delok Rabbi Yossi, about 9 lines down from the top. Let's say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi, D'ikra Rabbi Yossi, you see that Rabbi Yossi learns, Imkein Mahifsed Ramai, we have to use leverage against the thief, Elakoye Munachat Sheyavo Liyo, everything should remain until Eliyahu comes, and we're just going to wait it out, in which case, if we ruled like that in our Mishnah, the garment would be held in a Beis Din safe. Asks the Gemara, it's interesting that you're asking only on Rabbi Yossi. Elamai, Rabbanon, you're comfortable with the Mishnah matching the Rabbanon? Kevan de Amri Rabbanon Asher Yemunachat Sheyavo Eliyahu. The Rabbanon said that the part that's argued about should remain until Eliyahu comes. Hanami kishar dami desfekahu hi. So our Mishnah should also put something in escrow. So it doesn't seem to match the Rabbanon either. Hai mai. The Gemara reflects. Iyamit bishlama Rabbanon. I was comfortable saying that it was the Rabbanon because there's a certain amount of accommodation for the change of the case, and I could hear that the Rabbanon would rule like that in the case of the garment. Because, Hosam devadei haimane dechaid minayuhu, over there, the coin for sure belongs to only one of them. The 100 that's being argued about belongs to only one of them, because one of them entrusted it. Amri Rabbanon, in that case, the Rabbanon say, Yemunachat Sheyavo Eliyahu. It should remain until Eliyahu comes. Escrow ruling. Hacha, but over here, De'ika Lememer De'tavayuhu, it could be that both of them picked it up at the same time. Amri Rabbanon Palgi B'Shavua. The Rabbanon say, divide it with an oath. In other words, they're adjusting their ruling to meet the case, which is slightly different. Eliyamrit Rabbi Yosihi, but I cannot imagine how you can match, how you can reconcile the ruling of Rabbi Yosi by the entrusting 100 or 200 to the case of our Mishnah. How do you reconcile that? Hashta. Umahosan de bevade ikamon elamar vi ikamon elamar. For sure one of them gave 100, and the other also gave 100, and he's putting it into escrow. Amar Rabbi Yossi Yemunachat Sheyavo Eliyahu, Hacha, by us, De'ika Lememer Dechad Minayuhu, it could be that one of them isn't entitled to anything. Lo Kol Shekein, shouldn't we push it into escrow? And the Gemara answers, Afilu Temer Rabbi Yossi, it could be Rabbi Yossi, because the garment case is unique. Hasam vade ikaramai, over there, there's got to be a liar, because it was very clear. They entrusted the money. How much did you entrust? Hacha miyema de ikaramai. But in our case, you can't say that there's a liar for sure. Ema tarvaya bahade hadadi agbahua. It could be that both of them picked it up at the same time. And that's why, even though Rabbi Yossi goes with escrow in case of entrusting, in the case of the garment, he looks to do the distribution as best as we can. We place an oath on them to make sure that people don't just start making all kinds of claims, taking things that don't belong to them. But essentially, we're not convinced that there is a known thief. We're not convinced that they themselves know that they're lying, and therefore we're looking to distribute the money accordingly. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.